Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you like to read or listen or watch. We've got videos, too. Yeah, all that multimedia stuff there on every topic under the small business sun. Please check it out and use it to your advantage. Dan Pointer is our guest. He is the self-publishing expert, the guru of the galaxy for self-publishing. He wrote the book, The Self-Publishing Manual, How to Write, Print, and Sell Your Own Book. Dan, this is an old copy, right? How to Write, Print, and Sell Your Own Book. You got to add a couple of extra words there on your subtitle for the new version of I've got the 12th edition. I'm sure it's probably the 20th edition by now. Mine goes way back probably 15 years or so when you first joined us. But I want to talk about how ebooks have changed the book publishing and the book consuming landscape. It's really turned everything. I mean, think about it. It's turned the publishing industry, the printing industry, the distribution industry, the book selling industry. All of that's gone digital, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and it's very, very exciting because a digital book can be sent over a wire through the air. It doesn't have to be physically delivered. And that's one of the problems that we have today with the physical delivery of information and other things. But it's just a very, very exciting time. We owe a lot to Amazon and some other companies out there for changing the thinking.
Right.
I forget the figures, but a tremendous percentage of people now have the capability to read books on their PDA, whether it be a Kindle, an iPhone,
I have an employee who reads books on her phone.
Sure. I started out that way with a very, very small screen. And people said, isn't that too small? I said, no, it works just fine, and I've got it in my pocket anyway.
Right.
And today I read all my books on my iPhone, and it's just great.
Right. So you actually read books on your iPhone. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, well, I'm a writer, I'm an author, a publisher, and a reader.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of historical fiction, one book after another, and it's all done on the iPhone.
Wow. So folks, the thing about what we're talking about here today is Dan, in my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is coming out later at the beginning of next year, I have an entire chapter devoted to small business owners becoming a publisher and publishing content for their customers. But one of the things I talk about is writing their own book. And because we have the e-versions now, you don't have to make a huge investment in the printing of a book.
Well, and you get to press sooner, too. You make more money, you get to press sooner, you keep control of the whole work. You finish writing your book at 6 o'clock at night, you upload it to Smashwords, you upload it to Amazon, and the next morning, you're published.
For a few hundred bucks, you got an e-book. They'll convert your manuscript, your Word manuscript, into an e-book for a few hundred bucks.
It's even less than that, and it's an investment of time and not so much money. So cheap to get into it today.
Well, the other thing is you can if your editing process wasn't quite as good as it needed to be, you just fix it, and the next one that goes out has the corrections.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's very important that we use editors, and that does cost you a little bit of money, but it makes a big difference. If people find mistakes in your book, they start to wonder about the information. So we all use editors.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I certainly did. My book went through a number of editing steps, and they always do. Of course, you always make mistakes. You always find something, don't you? It's hard to catch everything.
You can't catch them all. But it's so important to use an editor.
Well said.
Get somebody in there. You have the information, but you use somebody who is a picky English pro to English it up for you.
Well, and speaking of which, you probably need a development editor to help you a little bit, and a proofreader, maybe more than one proofreader. But back to the ebook thing. We've determined, even though there are a number of different digital versions, we've determined that they're basically the two major ones, right? The the EPUB and then the other one. EPUB is iTunes, right? And is Apple, right? And then the other one used to be called Mobi, I think is a new name for it now. The two main ones, and they basically, if you have your book in those two versions, it'll pretty much manifest in the other versions. What do you think?
But you don't really have to worry about that. You upload it to Smashwords.com. They put it in about six different versions, which is Kindle, EPUB, PDF, right, and so on, at no charge. Costs you nothing. And they put it through their meat grinder, and they bring it out in these different editions. And then when somebody goes in to get your book, they say, oh, I'd rather have the PDF, or, oh, I've got a Kindle or a Kindle reader, so I'd like to have the Mobi edition, and they get whatever they want.
Right. And also, has the e-version changed what's generally accepted in terms of the length of a book?
Oh, I think so.
A book 50 pages or something?
Well, okay, this goes back to the... a book's printed probably 48 pages at a time, and so we would aim for, say, a 140-page book, three signatures, but that doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you see a lot of books coming out that are 87 pages. Well, that's not over the magic 100, but it doesn't matter how thick the book is because it's just a file. It doesn't really matter today.
Right, because of the e-version part of it. So folks, think about that, and if you've got a book in you, the landscape has changed. A lot of the rules, a lot of the old phobias and myths about writing a book, most of those are no longer valid in the 21st century, in the age of the customer. Tintail, right back with Dan Pointer. Dan, give us your website, please.
Parapub.com, PARAPUB.com. Thanks for
sharing the public. Parapub.com. Dan Pointer and I will be right back. Stay with us. Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.